Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with another edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Today on PTIB, I will have an important conversation with David James as he comes to my broadcast table. David has done a deep dive on the phenomenon QAnon, and we will reveal what we know about this very interesting organization. If indeed it is an organization, you need to stay tuned to hear our conversation on QAnon. It's upcoming in a moment right here on Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. I want to remind you about my website. You must bookmark my website, prophecytoday.com, and the reason for that is it is a source of information and material that will assist you in your understanding of Bible prophecy. We look at current events in light of the prophetic word of God. There you can find teaching materials that will assist your study, but the latest information, our top 10 news stories on my home page, and in-depth information about current events happening that may well be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Again, that website address, prophecytoday.com. Be sure to bookmark my website. We now bring to these microphones David James. David, please, let's begin the discussion.
You know, I've been aware of the QAnon conspiracy for quite some time now, but until we decided to discuss it on air, I hadn't really done the deep dive to research it and understand it to any degree. So over the last few weeks, I've read articles and watched hours of videos and read a book written by one of the influencers in the movement, or she is as far as I can tell. And I also want to give a shout out to some of my Facebook friends who saved me some time by connecting me with some very helpful information. A couple of weeks ago, I had posted on my Facebook timeline that I would be doing this discussion with you.
You know, David, I would have to agree with you that really I'm glad we're having this discussion. I had heard the term, had no idea really what it was, but I knew when you would go into research, do a deep dive on it, you could teach me as well as those listening in to our conversation. So let's get started by first getting into the basics of what the term QAnon actually means and how the movement got started and the general idea behind it.
Well, let me get started with the question about what QAnon is in general. The New York Times put it this way: QAnon is the umbrella term for a sprawling set of internet conspiracy theories that allege falsely that the world is run by a cabal of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who are plotting against Mr. Trump while operating a global child sex trafficking ring. Now, I just need to insert here, the statement in the article that this is false is precisely what the controversy is about, because advocates believe this conspiracy theory, and skeptics don't, obviously. So it goes beyond reporting into making a judgment call, and I've seen this a number of times. Then the article goes on to say QAnon followers believe that this clique includes top Democrats, including Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and George Soros, as well as a number of entertainers and Hollywood celebrities like Oprah Winfrey, Tom Hanks, Ellen DeGeneres, and religious figures, including Pope Francis and the Dalai Lama. So in October 2017, an anonymous user put a series of posts on the mostly anonymous message board 4chan, and the user signed off as Q and claimed to have a high level of security approval known as Q clearance. And these messages have continued and are known as Q drops or breadcrumbs. And he uses cryptic language that includes slogans and pledges and pro-Trump themes and references to the deep state that's out to destroy the president. Now, the Anon in QAnon stands for anonymous, and so Q's followers are called Anons. And a catchphrase that people can watch out for is WWG1WGA, which stands for Where Go One, We Go All. And it means Q followers are in this together.
Okay, David, now you mentioned Q, the person that actually began all of this. Do you have any more information about this person and why people are listening to him, and how he did gain a following in such a short amount of time.
Well, this person identified himself as Q Clarence Patriot, with the Q apparently referring to a Department of Energy security clearance that's needed to access top secret information on nuclear weapons and materials. And he started a thread on October 28th of 2017 titled "The Calm Before the Storm," apparently referring to a meeting of military leaders that President Trump had said was the quote-unquote calm before the storm. Now, the storm refers to what QAnon adherents believe is the upcoming arrest, imprisonment, and even execution of thousands of suspects, including those in government who are part of the deep state. August 2018, Washington Post article referred to Q as a renegade informant who might not even exist, and goes on to say this: from somewhere in the vast and mysterious deep state, a dissident agent rises up to give the people cryptic clues about how their heroic president will push back the forces of evil and make America great again. And later, the article notes that whether Q is an individual, a group, a spoof, or politicians misleading people, the QAnon phenomenon fits into centuries of conspiracy theories that try to explain how to fight against the possible world collapse. Some have suggested that Q is actually President Trump. That's one of the more far-out theories. Or even beyond that, JFK Jr., who they believe faked his death and will come back on the scene. And this all plays into the distrust of politicians and big government and the rich and powerful, Jimmy. And given things like the impeachment of President Trump, Jeffrey Epstein's death, the COVID-19 crisis, the riots, and other things, QAnon has gained traction even with believers, unfortunately.
Wow. What a very interesting development. Okay, David, let's get into some of the QAnon theories. Many have been around for quite a time, and some are even much, much newer, or at least they've been updated.
Right. Well, Anons would say this is all heading toward a climax that includes the storm that I just mentioned and something else called the Great Awakening. On Thursday, the New York Times posted an article titled "The Evangelicals Who Are Taking on QAnon," with the subtitle, "Some Leaders Are Trying to Save Their Flocks from the Lure of the Online Conspiracy Theory." And that writer observed that one thing we can say about Q is that he, she, or they are highly unoriginal, mining conspiracy theories as ancient as the anti-Semitic blood libel. And she goes on to say, if you've been around the corners of evangelical America as I have, it's apparent that Q is at least a student of, and perhaps an adherent of, the conspiracies that have long permeated conservative evangelical culture. So Jimmy, Q's first post wrongly predicted Hillary Clinton's imminent arrest. He's claimed that Kim Jong-un of North Korea is a CIA puppet, and that former DNC chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz hired a hitman to kill Seth Rich. Now, of course, Seth Rich's death was very suspicious. The Anons also claim that mass shootings have been false flag attacks planned by the international cabal. QAnon adherents believe that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and others are plotting a coup, and that they are also members of a child trafficking ring, which has been exposed by something called Pizzagate, which our listeners may have heard of. Another theme is pedophiles in Hollywood, and that the Rothschild family leads a satanic cult, and it's because of this and other issues involving Jews, like the Bilderberg Group, which is a problem, that some see QAnon as anti-Semitic. So QAnon is sweeping and massive and comprehensive, and it tries to tie everything together.
Wow, David, I did not understand and realize that QAnon was this expansive in its thinking and its outreach. David, I believe that there are many questions about some of these things, and while they may have some merit, one concern that I have, and I'm sure you would as well, is that some are trying to tie this stuff to the fulfillment of biblical prophecy.
Well, Jimmy, one of the reasons it's dangerous is because there's just enough truth to pull people in, then they accept the errors too. Also, QAnon proponents have usually done a lot of research, and the average person is neither equipped nor inclined to fact-check all the details, and there's such a wow factor that many just take the claims at face value, and it's sort of like what happened with the Harbinger back in 2012. Many were sucked in, but when I did my own research, I found that Jonathan Cahn had mishandled the Word of God, misrepresented historical facts, and manipulated statistical data. And this happens with QAnon. And one of the most dangerous things I've read is the book QAnon and 1,000 Years of Peace. And that author believes that President Trump is part of QAnon's Great Awakening, as do many Anons. And she talks about her Freedom Force Battalion and a Q Army that's going to destroy all global evil in order to establish Christ's kingdom. She doesn't believe in the rapture, and she allegorizes literally every single detail in the book of Revelation. You just can't believe what she does. And she represents a growing faction. Unfortunately, she represents a growing faction that interprets the Bible through the lens of QAnon conspiracy theories, and many are also mixing biblical ideas with New Age and occultic ideas. And cult watchers are keeping their eyes on QAnon because some are becoming quite militant in these cultic beliefs, and unfortunately, otherwise discerning believers are getting caught up in it.
Yeah, they're getting caught up in it, and I would have to say, even before we conclude our conversation, that this is because of a lack of knowledge of the Word of God, and in particular, the prophetic Word of God. And by the way, on that last point you just made, David, why are so many believers, do you believe, getting caught, and I think I've probably stated it, caught up in this and other conspiracy theories? But here's something I didn't mention. What advice do you have for approaching these things?
Well, I think the one reason some believers get caught up in the conspiracy theories is that some things are just difficult to explain. And because of biblical prophecy, we know this is all going somewhere with the conflict between good and evil. And, of course, the Lord is going to win. And we don't like living with uncertainty. So if someone has a theory that seems to provide explanations or maybe just raises questions, then some latch onto those, even to the point of ignoring obvious problems. A recent Christianity Today article said this: a conspiracy theory is generally just a grand explanation that is essentially trying to identify various pieces that don't look like they fit together, but they do, and this is all done to explain some phenomenon that we're experiencing. So there are things going on in our world that are hard to explain, but two things help me stay balanced. One is to stay away from too much speculation when it comes to the Bible. We don't interpret the Bible in light of current events. The Bible is our authority. And the other thing is the so what question. And what I mean by that is, even if a given conspiracy theory were true, what difference would it make in my day-to-day life? Would it or should it change my life in ministry? And in most cases, it wouldn't change anything. So we need to trust the Lord for how this is all going to work out and stay faithful in the meantime.
Stay faithful in the meantime, not only to the Lord, but to His Word, which tells us what indeed will happen in the future. David, great job of research. You taught me so very much. I'm sure you learned along the way as well. But let me give you a warning, buddy. You better get ready for some emails. I'm sure they're going to be coming in. Thank you so much, David, for the job. Appreciate it. We'll have another conversation. I don't think it could be as controversial as this time, but we'll do another issue next week.
Thanks, Jimmy. I'll look forward to it.
Very important conversation with David James as we looked at the phenomenon QAnon. You know, I started the headline for Dave's report that Jesus may well have been referring to QAnon in his last message, the Olivet Discourse, recorded in Matthew chapter 24. Jesus mentioned four times in Matthew 24, deception. You know, in the last days, we must not be deceived. The absolute knowledge for the future is found in the prophetic passages of God's Word. We must allow Bible prophecy to be our guide into the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today. I'm Jimmy DeYoung. Thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today Intelligence Briefing. Be sure to come back again next time when we will continue to look at current events in light of biblical prophecy.